T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Democrats plan to move ahead with pandemic relief package. We have the story.
Teen dies in Wichita house fire. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Injection wells have been closed or reduced after Friday's earthquake in Oklahoma. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Last Monday at this time, we were hoping to get to zero for the high. Today, temperatures will be running about 15 degrees above normal. Our spring-like forecast here in just a few minutes.
The House of Representatives could pass a sweeping COVID spending package this week.
The House Budget Committee meets this afternoon to put together what will become the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has suggested the measure could be approved this week and hit the Senate by the end of the month. But what stays and what goes from the proposal remains a question, including a provision backed by the White House to increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. That may not meet strict budget rules in the Senate. Democrats are moving the legislation through a budget process that avoids filibusters in the Senate, requiring just a simple majority and no Republican support. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One person reported in critical condition after a house fire, this in the 3200 block of South Gordon in southwest Wichita. When firefighters arrived on the scene, heavy flames were visible. One injured man was on the front porch. Firefighters were told there was another person in the house. Battalion Chief Matt Bowen says,
we did a thorough primary and secondary search quickly, and the other occupant was located at a neighbor's house. So fortunately, there's only one patient.
The man on the front porch was in critical condition and hospitalized.
A 17-year-old girl died from smoke inhalation after she was unable to escape a fire in West Wichita in the 3000 block of Newell. Investigators say Markayla Kelly was trapped inside the duplex Friday afternoon by a deadbolt that required a key to open. The fire started in the kitchen after a burner was left on and a pan with grease caught fire. Firefighters found the girl unresponsive in her grandmother's room, which is where the deadbolt key was kept. She died later at a hospital. Officials estimate the fire caused $40,000 damage to the building and $20,000 damage to the contents.
The injection of wastewater into underground wells by oil and gas producers has been stopped or reduced in the area where a magnitude 4.2 earthquake struck in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission on Friday directed disposal wells within 3 miles of the quake's epicenter to stop operations and those from 3 to 10 miles of the epicenter to reduce volume by at least 50%. There were no injuries or damage reported from the quake that occurred Friday morning near Manchester along the Oklahoma-Kansas state line. The commission took similar action earlier this month after a series of earthquakes about 55 miles southeast of Friday's quake. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Houston's boiled water advisory is being lifted. Fox's Casey Stiegel with the latest from Texas.
That boil order lifted for the Houston metro area, and that really encompasses millions and millions of customers. So that is, again, moving in the right direction, although I can tell you that millions more still have no safe drinking water, and so they are still asked to boil it because they're trying to make repairs to the infrastructure as Texans start to thaw out. 9 million more bottles of water are on their way, in addition to 5 million MREs or meals ready to eat from the U.S. military to be given out to people with no food or water.
Power is being restored throughout Texas as power grids are coming back online. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Shocker baseball season is underway. We'll have details coming up in sports.
President Joe Biden paid a visit Saturday to former Senator Bob Dole. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. President Joe Biden paid a visit Saturday to former Senator Bob Dole, days after the World War II veteran and 1996 Republican presidential nominee announced he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Biden served in the Senate with Dole for more than two decades. The president arrived Saturday afternoon at Washington's Watergate complex, where the 97-year-old and his wife Elizabeth have maintained a longtime residence. The White House described Dole as a close friend of the president. Dole said he plans to begin undergoing treatment today. Dole represented his native Kansas in Congress for almost 36 years.
Kansas State Representative Leo Delperdang tells KNSS News he believes that Kansans will not get hit with outrageous heating bills because of the recent cold weather.
We're dealing with essentially, we've got 365 days worth of gas or electricity here, and yet it spiked, and it went way up. Don't get me wrong there, but it went way up on the wholesale side for 3 to 5 days. So what we're hoping is they're going to cost average that thing out.
Representative Delperdang, a guest on the John Whitmer Show last night here on KNSS.
As priority groups step forward to be vaccinated against COVID, many wonder when will there be enough vaccine for everyone to get a shot?
The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said on Fox News Sunday that it will likely take until the summer for Pfizer, Moderna, and perhaps another option to provide enough vaccine supply for virtually all Americans.
By July, we will have in hand enough vaccine to be able to vaccinate virtually anybody and everybody. It'll be 600 million doses for 300 million people.
Fauci says even now, infection numbers are dropping, but warns Americans to not get complacent with mitigation measures like social distancing and mask wearing. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The grocery chain Kroger, the latest victim of a data breach.
Kroger says it was among the multiple victims of a data breach involving a third-party vendor's file transfer service, and the company says they're notifying potentially impacted customers and offering them free credit monitoring. The Cincinnati-based grocery and pharmacy chain said Friday believes less than 1% of its customers were affected, specifically some using its health and money services, as well as some current and former employees because a number of personnel records were apparently hacked. Kroger said the breach did not affect Kroger store's IT systems or grocery store systems or data. The company has 2,750 grocery retail stores nationwide and 2,200 pharmacies. Ted Linder, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We have traffic volumes picking up at this hour. No traffic accidents to pass along to you right now. But, of course, we do have that construction work going on the northbound lanes of the canal route between Kellogg and 13th. And as the traffic picks up, that'll start to slow down in that area. So that's been a constant construction going on the last several weeks. Watch out for that again this morning. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Monday. How you doing?
It's nice to be sitting here in my short sleeve knit shirt and being very comfortable with this morning. Unlike last week when it was 2 degrees or whatever it was. Wow.
I know, yeah, that dangerous cold, you know, it wasn't that long ago, yeah, just last week. So we're going to see a big difference compared to how we start this week. And I think that knit t-shirt that you've got on, I don't think you'll need the coat, at least this afternoon. We're still going to need the coats this morning, but maybe just a t-shirt outside later on this afternoon. Something that we need to just kind of soak in and enjoy before things cool back down a little bit more towards the middle of this week. So we do have, I see widespread highs actually in the 60s, 62 degrees for a high today in Wichita with mostly sunny skies. Winds are light right now. They are going to pick up a little bit more after the sun is up out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, but they're not going to be all that strong. Mostly clear skies tonight, dropping back down to around freezing with a low of 31. with a light southwest wind at 5 to 15. More sunshine tomorrow, but eventually clouds will be on the increase towards the latter part of our Tuesday. Before that happens, we'll actually have a warmer afternoon, getting up to 67 degrees, closer to 70, still with a breeze out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Once we get into our Wednesday, cold front comes through, dropping us down to 50 degrees. Even though it's going to turn cooler midweek, still not nearly as bad as what we experienced last week. 47 for our Thursday, a little bit of a chill in the air, but then back up to 50 once we get into our Friday. This is also when we'll have a weak system pretty close by. May give us a rain snow shower to kick off the weekend, but so far it looks like there's going to be a better chance of rain as well as some snow lining up towards the end of our weekend on Sunday. So far only going with a 20% chance, but definitely something to watch over the coming days. Right now we're at 28 degrees, slightly below freezing with fair skies, bright skies actually already, with west wind at 9 miles an hour. Still a bit of a wind chill too. It feels more like 19 degrees. That's why we need those coats.
Just seeing the sun come out, the sun came out like it did over the weekend, sure boosted people's feelings, I think. Made them feel a lot better about what was going on.
Oh, yeah. And now it's going to give our temperatures a nice boost into those 60s later today.
All right. I'm ready to go mow my grass, but yeah. All right. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:13 now with Steve and Ted. You can find us on FM at 98.7 and AM at 1330. You can also listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways you can listen to Wichita's number one talk. And Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. We had a sunny, breezy, warmer day across south central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 52 degrees. Normal high is 50. So now, instead of 30 degrees below normal, we're back closer to what's normal for this time of year.
About time.
And it was breezy. We had a wind gust clocked at 41 miles per hour out near Eisenhower Airport. On this date in 1996, Wichita set an all-time record high for February when the mercury soared to 87 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a warm day in February. You don't see those very often.
That's You're calling 87 in February warm.
Yeah, very warm day. Almost hot. On this date in 1997, scientists in Scotland announced they had succeeded in cloning an adult mammal, producing a lamb named Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly, however, was later put down after a short life marred by premature aging and disease. So the cloning, although it worked, it didn't work all that well for Dolly.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I haven't heard much about cloning since then. Have you, Ted?
You just had the story about the ferret DNA
last hour. Right. Yeah,
so
right,
they're still doing stuff with cloning.
An endangered species, yeah. The ferret. So, yeah, they're still exploring the possibilities there. Robo and scam calls are reaching record highs. I don't think this surprises too many of us.
Yeah, that's not breaking news.
New report says Americans received more than 4 billion robocalls in January. That is a new high. A list of the top 5 kinds of scam calls compiled and had fake utility calls and threats of shutting off power in the top spot. Following on the list were tech support calls. I've had those. Social Security and government scams. Heard those. Prize scams. Haven't had any of those. Fake warranty calls. Apparently, somebody thinks that I need to renew my warranty on a car that I had several years ago. Now, this information gets out there, and people start seizing on it. Yeah, you need to update your... Well, I never had a warranty where I bought a separate warranty agreement from anybody on a car, okay? Never had that. But then they call up and they say it's time to renew. And you get the threats of, the Social Security company is going to come. You know, we get about, I don't know, about 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll get 2 or 3, Shelly and I. Just nap time, you know. They figure time to take a nap. Let's call the guys.
They must work or people wouldn't do them.
Somebody's
out there.
Somebody is responding to these things.
And positively. They must get results from somebody.
Yeah. I don't know who it is, but my gosh, you know, they're all scams. They're all scams, folks. Anyway, I get caller ID.
Yeah, you're right. 3, 2, 3, 4 times a day I get a call on my cell. It's a spam risk. I'm like, nope.
I have not had many on my cell. They're going to the home line. They've got us, and they're on. They don't care. You know, I get on there and tell them to take our name off. You know, sometimes I cuss them out. I just have a good time with them. Sometimes I'll string them along. You know, and get into their, when they've got an accent going, I'll do their accent right back at them, you know, just to have fun.
Wow. I'm different than you. I'm not wasting a second of my life on this nonsense.
Really? Well, Shelly, you know, Shelly encourages me to have a little fun at life, so there you go. Well, I want to tell you about the passing of Lonnie Hefner. He died at the age of 89 last week. This guy, owner and operator of Hefner TV and Electronics, people who have just, you know, that is a homegrown operation,
yep,
Ted.
Yep, long time Wichita long business.
Long time business over on South Washington. Yep. And I've done business with him before on several occasions, and just, you know, it's a great place. I mean, you go in there, and I was in there the other day, and I talked to Sean. I think that is Lonnie's grandson, maybe. But Sean was encyclopedic on those TVs.
Oh, yeah.
Man. He knew everything. And of course, he left me in the dust because I didn't know what a Pixar was or whatever these things are. But anyway, he convinced me he knew a lot about it. Anyway, we mourn the passing of Lonnie Hefner.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah. One of our longtime advertiser as well here on KNSS. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time for sports this morning. And, yeah, we're going to talk about, Ted's talking about baseball this morning. How about that?
Yeah, we did get the Shocker baseball season started yesterday. Wichita State, after a couple of series that they couldn't get played, finally got things going against 17th-ranked Oklahoma State yesterday afternoon on a very chilly day at X Stadium. Hopefully it'll be warmer this afternoon. The Shockers and Oklahoma State. Shockers got off to a little bit of a slow start, gave up three runs in the top of the first inning to the Cowboys. But then Shocker pitchers did not give up anything the rest of the way. So the Shockers only needed four runs to win this game. Could they get those four runs? Well, it was tough going. The Shockers had a lot of base runners, still looking for a big hit. The best chances in the bottom of the eighth inning had the bases loaded and a chance to get things going. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Bases loaded, two out. 2-2 to Gibson. Got him. Off-speed pitch right over the heart of the plate, and he took it for strike three. So the Shockers had the bases loaded, nobody out, and leave them stranded. Shockers have now stranded 13, and after eight innings, it is Oklahoma State 3, Wichita State 1.
Yep, Shocks just never could get the big hit yesterday.
Really? Yeah.
And they fall short, 3-1, the final score. Wichita State's 12-game winning streak, which carried over from last season, has now been snapped. Shocks just couldn't get the big hit yesterday. Maybe it'll be different today. The Shockers and 17th-ranked Oklahoma State finish up this two-game series at X Stadium this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Shane Dennis will be on the air with pregame coverage at 1:45 this afternoon, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And, of course, in Major League Baseball, today is the day that full rosters report to spring training for the Kansas City Royals and many other teams as well. So the Royals' entire roster will be showing up today in Surprise, Arizona to get spring training going. That's a six-week journey leading into the regular season. We did have golf action yesterday on the PGA Tour, the Genesis Invitational in Pacific Palisades, California. The winner, Max Homa, wins after two playoff holes. This is a guy that we've seen four times in recent years play in the Wichita Open. Now he's got his second win on the PGA Tour. He's ranked in the top 40 in the world. And he gets a nice paycheck of $1.6 million for his win yesterday. Former Wichita Open competitor Max Homa.
Good for him.
Is on the rise in the world of golf. We did have college baseball action yesterday. Of course, in this world of COVID, you never know what's going to happen. You had KU playing South Dakota State in a football arena in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yep. The Jackrabbits and the Jayhawks played a three-game series up at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Jayhawks win yesterday 13-1 and take two out of three in that season-opening series. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Toronto Raptors are playing their home games in Tampa, and they won yesterday, beat the Philadelphia 76ers 110-103. Starting at guard for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet had 23 points, 9 assists. He made 5 three-pointers. Fred, as we've been chronicling the last several weeks, is really on a tear right now. And Fred says, hey, I think I could be on the Eastern Conference All-Star team.
Yeah, of course I feel like I'm an All-Star, and I'm a confident guy. I don't work this hard to not feel that way. I don't play the way that I play to not feel that way. So, of course, I would love to be an All-Star. I would love to have the respect of the coaches in the league. But, you know, I don't play the game for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But, yeah, that would be nice to be recognized that way. So, and I'm hopeful, and we'll see where that ends up. And, you know, like I said before, if not, then I'll probably be on the beach somewhere for those couple days when we get the All-Star break.
There you go. The Raptors are on a four-game winning streak right now after that win yesterday. And it's Monday night. That means Shocker Coaches shows tonight on KFH. 6 o'clock, men's basketball coach Isaac Brown. 7 o'clock, women's basketball coach Keitha Adams. At 8 o'clock, Shocker volleyball coach Chris Lamb. All those tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it up for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Holding illegal immigrants in solitary confinement. That's the topic. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.